For years, people of color have struggled to break into Hollywood. Many successful careers begin in film school, where relationships can last a lifetime. As the new school year begins, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on what the top film schools are doing to help filmmakers.
Rashad Fret is earning his master's in film at NYU, where one of his professors was Spike Lee.
He's pretty much told us we got to just keep pushing and keep putting out the work. Don't give up.
As a Caribbean-American filmmaker, Fret says he appreciates the lesson.
I'm going to tell you, the amount of support and guidance that I've gotten from NYU, the lessons that I've learned as far as storytelling and just like the community, it's just like phenomenal.
While at NYU, Fret made a short film about a teen trying to connect with his estranged father. The 40-year-old filmmaker is making another film for his thesis about recidivism in the black and brown communities. He's using fellowship money from directors Spike Lee, Martin Scorsese, and most recently, Cary Fukunaga. NYU Film School alum Fukunaga, who directed the upcoming James Bond film, has established an annual $20,000 production grant for underrepresented filmmakers. Fret is the first recipient. Here's Fukunaga.
I think it's always important to show the next generation that it's possible.
Fukunaga says his grant recipients must agree to mentor high school students.
They're a really great example to see, like, hey, here's somebody who looks like me, who's from a place I'm from, and they're making it. They're in a really expensive university, and they've somehow figured out how to get financing for that. And they're pursuing their dreams within the arts.
Creating a pipeline of diversity to Hollywood, particularly when you're dealing with disadvantaged kids, is about getting them early, giving them mentors.
As executive editor of The Hollywood Reporter for nearly three decades, Stephen Galloway set up mentorship programs for black and brown high school students in South LA and East LA.
We paired them with top-level women executives. Donna Langley, who's the chairman of Universal Pictures, Dana Walden, who's at ABC Disney, Jennifer Salke, head of Amazon Studios.
Galloway says some of those high school students are now working in the biggest film and streaming studios. He created a second mentorship program with Oprah Winfrey. And as the new dean of Chapman University's film school, he plans to expand these efforts.
Diversity is one of my major goals.
Galloway began by recruiting more diverse students and by hiring 16 professors of color, 11 of whom are women.
Since Black Lives Matter, an extraordinary thing has happened. The industry is now falling over itself to make some kind of reparation for decades of neglect. Everybody is looking to hire men and women of color who have talent. That's making it even harder to find people to teach the next generation.
Sitting at a plaza across from the new Amazon Studios in Culver City, Sarita Green agrees that film studios are going through a reckoning.
All the various movements from, you know, Oscars So White or the Me Too movement and whatnot has really called to task the industry in many ways. And I think film schools have been positioned to be like, we're ready to partner with you. We're ready to prepare filmmakers. So that can't be something that is used as a reason for not having the voices that we need to have in the industry.
Green is the director of diversity, equity, and inclusion at the American Film Institute. Nearly half of this year's students are filmmakers of color. Like Chapman, AFI also works with high school students, provides mentors, and recruits from historically black colleges. USC's School of Cinematic Arts is doing much of the same, in addition to hosting an orientation program specifically for black students. Elizabeth Daly has been the dean of USC's film school for 30 years.
I'm seeing much more socially conscious films, much less of what I saw when I first came here, which was another white male coming-of-age film, which I said, please, no. The students are so bright, and they are very committed. But yes, our black students have been very demanding, and nobody objects to it. We need to do much more.
Daly says USC has a first jobs program for its graduates and counts on generations of successful alumni.
If we have a diverse student body, well-trained, and we send them out, they will take care of the next. So that's my strategy for changing this thing, is put enough people out there. You know, am I going to put out another Ryan Coogler? Probably, you know, not every week. I mean, he's amazing. But he's also taken with him a lot of other people.
Daly says creating connections for students of color is one way to create a powerful pipeline to the film industry. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.